Unit 82, Creating Those Shooting Stars. Gazing into the sky on a hot 4th of July evening, you probably react with pleasure, and sometimes even astonishment, at the lovely fireworks spectacle you are witnessing. You may not, however, give too much consideration to the origins or the makings of the show. Opinions differ as to who actually produced the first fireworks. Most commonly, they are attributed to the ancient Chinese, and the credit for introducing them to Europe is given to a 13th century explorer, Marco Polo. The composition of fireworks as it exists today was essentially established by the early 1800s, but more primitive versions of fireworks accompanied weddings, festivals, military victories, and other celebrations for hundreds of years prior to that. The basic ingredient in all fireworks is what is known as black powder, a mixture of saltpeter, charcoal, and sulfur. This is combined with various coloring and binding agents to make a dough-like substance that is cut into small lumps called stars. The stars, which are very volatile, are packed together with loose black powder, which explodes more slowly into easily burned containers known as shells. A large shell may hold as many as 100 stars and, depending on how it is packaged, may burst into numerous fireworks when propelled into the air. Fireworks must be handled with great caution. Since stars may explode if exposed to even static electricity, manufacturers must wear cotton rather than synthetic clothing when they work. Igniting fuses must be timed exactly so that shells don't detonate too close to the ground. Pyrotechnics is a very precise art, and the wise technician maintains a healthy respect for it.